I'm Victor Beatty. This is VOA News. The Trump administration attempting to head off potential investigations involving the U.S. military in Afghanistan and Israel in the Middle East warned the International Criminal Court Monday it will face a tough response. White House National Security Advisor John Bolton called the ICC ineffective, unaccountable, and outright dangerous. Bolton said the U.S. would use any means necessary to protect its citizens and those of its allies from unjust prosecution by what he called this illegitimate court. Bolton said that might include banning ICC officials from visiting the U.S., sanctioning funding, and prosecuting them in U.S. courts. The National Security Advisor also announced the closure of the Palestine Liberation Office in Washington out of concern for a potential ICC probe of Israel by Palestinians. Palestinian diplomat Saeb Erekat responded by saying the office closure, coupled with recent cuts or redirection of aid to Palestinian people in recent weeks, is affirmation of what he called the Trump administration's policy to collectively punish the Palestinian people. At least six people were killed Monday in an al-Shabaab attack involving an explosives-laden vehicle near a government building in the capital, Mogadishu. Nearly 20 others were wounded, the second such attack in the city so far this month. In Nigeria, at least 18 people were killed after a gas depot explosion in Lafia, capital of the central state of Nasarawa. Dozens were burned. The White House has confirmed President Donald Trump received a letter from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un asking for a second meeting following their June summit in Singapore. This is VOA News.